USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the U.S.-Mexico border, the most dangerous border in the world, according to the United Nations, President Biden will meet with Mexican President Obrador today at the White House. Former Department of Homeland Security Deputy Secretary Jonathan Fahey on Fox News says this is just a dog and pony show because illegal immigration is Biden's goal.
Meeting is just a mere pretense to make it seem as if they're trying to address this issue in a serious way when in fact they're not at all.
U.S. Treasury yields ticked downward on Tuesday as traders prepared for the Consumer Price Index due out tomorrow. The two-year dropped 6 basis points to trade at 3%. Also, 3 major U.S. stock indexes closed in negative territory Monday. The James Webb Space Telescope has started to release some breathtaking images. Go to the NASA website to take a look. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's take a look at gas prices in America.
The national average for a gallon of regular has fallen over the past several weeks by 34 cents after edging above $5 a gallon. Some states have experienced nearly 50 cent declines. According to an analysis by The Hill using AAA data, the greatest declines took place in the South and Midwest. Indiana and Florida leading the way, followed by Ohio, Wisconsin, and Texas. The drop in price doesn't necessarily mean cheaper gas. The five states with the lowest averages are South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Hot Texans under record temperatures and high humidity have been urged to conserve energy as the power grid struggles to cope with a surge in demand. The heat wave that has settled on Texas and much of central United States is driving increased electricity use. Current projections show wind generation coming in at less than 10% of its capacity. That's according to the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The Made for TV January 6th committee has no cross-examinations of witnesses, as many are calling it a ploy to keep President Trump from returning to office in January of 2025. When Nancy Pelosi kicked off the Republicans' choice to be on the committee, all credibility was lost. The mostly partisan committee is being called a kangaroo court by former trade advisor Peter Navarro. He was on Newsmax overnight.
This January 6th committee is not focused primarily on getting to the bottom of what happened on January 6th. For example, why did Pelosi leave the perimeter lightly guarded? Why did Secretary of Defense Mark Esper leave the National Guard so far away? Why were FBI informants possibly instigating the violence? Those are all questions that you and I think, would love to know the answer to. What the committee is doing as a kangaroo court in violation of the separation of powers is try to build a hoax, a January 6th hoax like the Russia hoax, as a way of stopping Donald Trump from becoming president in January of 2025. And so this is just an extension of this.
For the first time in the United States, a pharmaceutical firm has asked to be allowed to sell birth control over the counter. Paris-based HRA Pharma says its application to the Food and Drug Administration is unrelated to recent Supreme Court of the United States decision on Roe. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.